Ireland's classic hits. It is something for the weekend. How are you, Trina Murray here? Damien Farrelly is back today. It is a big day for Brooklyn Beckham.
Yeah, and I'd love to have the wedding march underneath us, but there it is. Good on you, Trina. It's Brooklyn Beckham's wedding day today. There's nothing like a good old wedding on a Saturday, but he's tying the knot to Nicola Peltz in Florida today. Now, the wedding is costing an awful lot of money. Do you want to know how much?
I'll take a wild guess. There's probably £1 million or something.
Triple it. £3 million, for a wedding. So he's only 22, she's 27. They got engaged after just 8 months of dating. How long were you going out with Mick before you got engaged?
5 years and then 7 years before we got married.
Well, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were going out 7 years and then we got engaged. And then 2 years later, we did the deed and went down the aisle. But she's absolutely loaded. Her dad is worth $1.7 billion, making the Beckhams, Trina, look like paupers. So some of the guests include Harry and Meghan. The pressure having all these people. Can you imagine the perfume and the bags and the gunas? Unreal. Talk about pressure to look your best.
Like, you won't be running into pennies to grab something quickly, would you?
Well, I presume a gig like this, a wedding like this, you're not going to kind of have the same outfit as somebody else, surely. Would you be more?
No, you'd have to be really careful.
Would you?
Yeah, you would.
Gordon Ramsay's going. The Spice Girls. Rocco Richie. Madonna and Guy Ritchie's son. Snoop Dogg's going. He'd be great. Crack busting a few moves on the dance floor afterwards in the evening. Eva Longoria, I'll say she's going to look really well.
You like her, don't you?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And many, many more well-known faces. Sir Elton John is his godfather, probably won't be attending because I think he's on tour at the moment. And everybody has been banned from taking photos or using social media. But in today's world, when you think about it, how would you police that if somebody's having a, you know, going to the toilet and doing their toilet selfies and somebody behind gets into the picture? It's all kind of crazy, isn't it?
No, I bet you what they have to do is they probably have to hand in their phones, which is what they had to do at the royal weddings.
Wow.
You hand it in, you get it back later on. And the security watching you every move.
Do you know, funny you should say that. You're right, because we were at the cinema with Seth Leone and the kids. I can't remember the movie, the Spider-Man movie, about 6 or 8 weeks ago. We all had to hand in our phones.
Yeah,
we
see,
did.
That's right. Do you know what's mad though? The fact that the Beckhams are now going to look poor. Like, the Beckhams are poor. And what would you buy the likes of Nicola and Brooklyn, who presumably have everything? What do you get them? You can't get them a toaster.
Yeah. A couple of scratch cards and a wedding card. Do you know what I mean? A couple, €50. There, happy wedding day.
I have a feeling, right, that we're going to see these wedding pictures in one of the magazines, probably Vogue, because I saw a video of them during the week and they were on the British Vogue YouTube channel.
Yes.
And they were doing like a Mr. and Mrs. quiz.
Yeah, they were. So
they
probably going to
know a lot
those.
About each other, to be fair.
But haven't they enough money? So who's this? Can they not ask mum and dad on each side, give us a few bob and you won't have to sell your soul?
But they don't need to sell them anyway. They're loaded.
That's what I'm saying. Why are they doing that?
Attention, Damien.
Yeah, but you think they'd kind of be steering the clear.
What do you think about him getting married at 22?
Yeah, he's very young. You think you know everything when you're 22. You can't be told. You just, whatever, I'm going to do it and that's just it. But I'm just thinking, what kind of a menu will it be? It's not going to be like when you think about the weddings in the 80s, say, where it was turkey and ham, a bit of baked Alaska, a fan of melon. It's not going to be
would
any less.
Would you have a posh prawn cocktail in the 80s?
Yeah.
I'll never forget the meal at my wedding. I can still taste it. Whatever the starter was, it was like a crispy bacon in the salad. Incredible. I got married in Clannabrini. From you.
Yeah, out the road. It's a gorgeous place. It really is. So there's a plug for Clannabrini.
Wasn't £3 million, by the way.
No, well, we got married. Leona was from Sandyford, so we got married in Sandyford Church, and then we headed off to the Headford Arms in Chells. And it was beef or salmon, and it was a radio gig of the century. We had such fun. Town and country come out. But I'm just wondering, will Victoria smile or will she be pouting all day long?
Yeah. Can you imagine though now if they have a baby soon? Victoria Beckham's going to be a granny.
Yeah, Granny Victoria.
Damien, thanks so much. We will chat to you again Monday from 2. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.